Just so you know, at the end, there'll be some audience participation, so I'm warning you now. At times in life, it is easier to be anxious or fret over something that we have no control over. In those moments, it's like our brain gets hijacked and we forget about our relationship with God and about the power of prayer. And this all boils down, it seems, to be a lack of those things that we can control. Those things that are out of our control. Those things that are the exterior of our lives, either as a result of someone else's choices, their words said to us, or the actions taken against what we believe in. When separated from the initial worry or fret, we can hope that these things may or may not affect our lives in the long run. This is when we take a deep breath and reflect or ponder on all the things we can control, naming and separating them from our reality of things that we can't control, releasing and finding reassurance from our faith in God who is with us in those circumstances. So how do we start? We start by looking at the root of the problem. In other terms, we go back to the seeds of faith that God has been sprinkling on us since the beginning of our journey to see what grows as a result, what has been harvested, what is dried up, and what needs watered. Like good gardeners or farmers, we start by diagnosing the soil conditions, the nutrients being received, and any illness that may affect its growth. Translating these questions to what we are facing and seeing develop right in front of us. What comes to mind is the bulb, like a bulb that is each year after the initial regrowth and possible bloom, like the one at home, I let them dry up and then try to keep them alive throughout the year. Where every time I look at it, I say, surely it won't come back from this. But I keep making sure it gets water and sunlight. It kind of reminds me at times of Monty Python's sketch in The Quest for the Holy Grail, where the bulb, if it could respond, say, I'm not dead yet. I feel fine. I'm happy. It doesn't do that, but I wish it would. So switching back to the text for today, especially focusing on Psalms 37, we can pull some encouragement and reassurance from the reading. When used by us, it can affirm and reaffirm our faith when we feel anxious. It can help us focus on the negativity currently surrounding us and how we react or respond to it. The peace that David shares in his historical context can still apply to us today. So what do we know? We know that David has faced many obstacles throughout his lifetime. Some that he brought upon himself by his choices he made, and others that he faced because of his anointing by Samuel, which blessed David with the Holy Spirit. We know throughout the Psalms, many of which are attributed to have been written by David, he shares the divine promise with those who read or hear his words. What are we currently surrounded in a psalm of the wisdom that was written by David? It starts with an exploration of his faith and the divine justice that is promised to all of the beloved children of God. David is telling of the reassurance he has through his relationship with the divine God, and he uses juxtapositions to tell the truth for those who are righteous and what is promised to those who are wicked. He, in his words, they convey for us to not worry, or in other words, to not fret. In the Hebrew, the definition implies burning with anger or worry. It has been compared by a parishioner to be almost like heartburn, or for those who've experienced hot flashes, it's like that intense bodily heating, so hot that even our eyelids sweat. David conveys to those who are listening to his words to trust. That word conveys a sense of confidence and security. It is a type of faith that is firmly rooted in the promises that God has made, is making, and will continue to make to us throughout our lifetime. The promises that we are to be still and trust in God. To stop being angry, for our rage only increases our fretting and over things that are outside our finite or limited control. We are being commanded to trust in God's justice, which may be hard for us at times. However, we've been built to understand that God is a God who is just and will ultimately deal with those acts of evil. Our part is to not fret or envy those who look like things are going their way. Those things that we can see are in direct conflict with Christ's ministry, which could be loving the poor, the beggar, the harlot, the blind, or the widow, just to name a few. In those times when it seems that instead of love, others are practicing hate. When instead of practicing grace, they hold a grudge. It can also include all those things that seem to contradict what Christ stood for. Now we switch our focus to those things in our control, which is practicing love of all who are in God's sight. Not only speaking of God's love and grace and hope and peace, patience, kindness, and other promises, it could require us to once more live them out in our actions towards others, even those who we may not agree with all the time. It is releasing our fears of what might happen and focus instead on the life that God honors. It means we practice love, we practice grace, and we have peace within us, patience, and forgiveness, which can be hard at times. It's hard because we are human. However, the strength we need to do these things comes from our relationship with God. Another way is to release our envy or jealousy or that burning anger we have towards those who are opposite of us. Those when we allow ourselves to get wrapped up in worry, especially when we dwell on what the future may hold. We find ourselves distracted from what God wants us to do or is calling us to be through the Spirit that lives within us, even when it seems hard for us to do. However, it comes back to faith. Faith that God's justice will prevail, just not on the timeline that we can imagine or what we want. Faith that God will not abandon us in our time of need, but will give us strength to prevail through those things out of our control. Faith that God will keep us safe from harm, knowing that we might get uncomfortable at times. Faith that God will never abandon us. And I'll say that again, because sometimes we need to hear it. God will never and has never abandoned us. We are to put our hope in the Lord. We are to walk with faith through our journey before us. We are called to not be distracted by the events or news that puts us in a spiral of fretting that may cause us heartburn or hot flashes. Hope that allows us to take a deep breath and allow the peace of God to dwell within us. Peace that will work out in the end. Now comes the interactive part. So to wrap up, I'd like us to turn to page 785 in our hymnal and sing the first verse of When Peace Like a River to wrap up our sermon for today.